Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever-precious and the worthy name of the Lord Jesus, our Savior. As we continue our meditation and study regarding the future national resurrection of Israel, we come to a chapter of the most interesting character, fascinating to every believer who reads the Word of God, the 37th chapter of the great prophecy of Ezekiel. We read the first 14 verses for our lesson today, and we shall read and comment as God the Spirit guides us along the way. The prophet writes to say, "The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. Behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to its bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them. And the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Oh, as we read these words, how we can recognize the vividness of this vision, a valley full of dry bones. Very many of them in this valley, and they were very dry. And the prophet is asked, Can they live, son of man? He could only answer, O Lord God, thou knowest. And he's commanded to prophesy, and thus to speak the words of the Lord. And the dry bones will hear the word of the Lord, and they will come together, and as in the vision they do, bone to bone, sinews placed upon them, flesh laid over them, and then skin, and then last of all, the breath of life, and they live. Standing upon their feet, they are an exceeding great army, as Ezekiel sees it in the vision. Now we have no necessity of going anywhere else but the Word of God for an explanation of this vision. For in the following verses, 11 through 14, God himself explains the meaning of the vision. I read the word, beginning at verse 11. Then God said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. It is Jehovah himself that gives the explanation of the vision. The bones are the whole house of Israel. And we recognize it is the nation that is represented. Please let me reemphasize that. It is the nation of Israel, the house of Israel, nationally, that is represented in the vision. And the nation says, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. And beloved, you can recognize from the statement that we have just repeated, it is not a reference to physical death. It is a reference to the national degradation and condition of Israel. Dried up, no hope, cut off. Beloved, may I state that the history of Israel, even from the days and before the days of the prophet Ezekiel, has certainly been significantly like this. They have felt throughout all the regime of Gentile empires, they have felt their national bones dried up, their national hope lost, their national entity cut off. And beloved, you know that, and so do I, to be the truth. But in the prophecy, the Lord God says, I will open your grave. I will cause you to come up out of your grave. And I will bring you into the land of Israel. Now may I emphasize, it is a national resurrection to bring them as a nation back to the land. And it is not a literal resurrection of their bodies from the graves of the earth, the cemeteries of the earth. But throughout the centuries, they have been buried. They have been disseminated and lost in the midst of the graves of the nations throughout the world. And out of the graves of the nations, where the Jew has been driven, and where the Jew has found his bones dried, and his hope cut off, as well as lost, the Lord says, I'm going to bring you out of those graves. I will bring you into the land of Israel. My beloved, we have no question of doubt that we shall see it in a succeeding message, that you and I are living in certainly important times, prophetically coming to the fulfilling and the final completion of God's prophetic word in relation to Israel. It has only been in the past 20 or little more years that you have seen the bones of Israel coming together. And the people of Israel coming out of their graves of the nation to seek their land and to dwell in that land of their fathers that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob long ago. They are not there under the power and under the glory of the Messiah, the King, yet. But, oh, says the Lord, ye shall know that I'm the Lord when I've opened your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves. For may I remind you, not all the Israelites are yet out of the national graves of the nation. But they will be delivered. And then God declares, I shall put my spirit in you. And ye shall live. My beloved, may I state, while the church is still upon the earth, whatever you and I see today in relation to the nation of Israel, which is remarkable, you cannot and neither can I recognize that the Spirit of God has manifested His power, His presence in them at the present time. Oh no. He will though. But not yet. And in that coming day when the Spirit of God will be in them, His Spirit, when the nation and the remnant of the nation shall surely be born again, they shall live. And note what God says, I shall place you in your own land. Now, beloved, may I state again, at the present time, those of Israel who are in the land, they have not been placed there by God directly. They have under circumstances, and extenuating circumstances, they have endeavored and they have succeeded to make for themselves a national entity by their own strength, in their own power, by their own ingenuity and perseverance. And it has not been by the manifestation of God's power and spirit that they have yet returned to the land. Someday it will be. But God says, I shall place you in your own land. May I give the suggestion? The nations have driven the people of Israel to their land today. The hatred of the nations, the persecution of the nations, unfortunately. And the people today have gone back to that land with a determination of heart and mind. Whether they live or whether they die, they will seek to establish themselves as a recognized nation in the world. My beloved, may I faithfully state, it will need the intervention of God himself and the coming to the earth of their Messiah in glory to place them safely, effectually, and permanently within the land. And he will. And when he does, then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith Jehovah. Beloved, I commend to you the reading of this great chapter of Ezekiel, chapter 37, and particularly the first 14 verses, the vision of the valley of dry bones. 'Tis the most interesting, fascinating, and illustrated portion of scripture that assures, and if you read chapters 38, 39, and on through the rest of the book of Ezekiel, you will find it assures the nation of being restored and resurrected under the power and the blessing of God at the end. May God bless his word to our hearts. Father, we thank thee for thy word. The entrance of thy word giveth light, as well as understanding of the simple. May you do that today for thy glory in Jesus' name. Amen.